It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Jim Galante here breaking down the 2020 recruiting class for Penn State. Coming to you as we always do from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We got through a handful of names. There's 27 names in all in this class. As we sit here today, there's a chance we're recording this before Penn State's getting signatures from a lot of these guys. So there is potential for surprises, but we're looking at the 27 who went into the day committed to Penn State. You know, looking at the class as a whole, you know, we talked about Fatoma Mulba being a little bit of a project, a high upside project. I think Ibrahim Traore falls under that category. This next guy, I think, definitely falls into that category. Tyler Warren from Mechanicsville, Virginia, is a three-star athlete who's played quarterback, I believe, his whole varsity life. And Penn State is interested in him as a tight end. And 6'6", 235 pounds, that athleticism, you love the understanding of offense that comes with being a quarterback's mind. But, you know, obviously we're looking at a little bit of a leap here. Players have done it before. You know, players have made that transition before. Athletic quarterbacks, there's a lot that they can do.
I love this. And you just picture the kid who he's the best athlete. He's the biggest, strongest, fastest kid on his team. They put him in at quarterback. So I'm guessing there's a lot of athleticism there. And again, the number 6'6", 235, switching over to tight end. We talked about Theo Johnson earlier in the week. He's a kid who could probably step right in and play. Here's a kid that may take a while to learn, but I love this.
I think it's indicative of where Penn State's their staff, their collective heads are in this class, where they're trying to reap some bigger benefits later than they are concerned about getting immediate impact type players. And Tyler Warren is a good example of that. Now, I don't know that necessarily a player like him, I don't think he needs 4 years to do it. I think if you're that caliber of athlete and that caliber of football player, you can make a pretty smooth transition. They don't need him to, though. You know, we looked at the tight end position, I believe, earlier in the week on that show, and you look at Pat Freiermuth coming back for 2020, Theo Johnson arriving in January and possibly being an instant impact guy in 2020. Zach Kuntz will be in what, his fourth year on campus, I believe? Third year. He'll be in his third year on campus next year, a third year of development. Brenton Strange arrived last January. He'll be a redshirt freshman. They have some talent staggered out. They've got all bases, I believe, covered in 2020. I think Theo Johnson soars to number two on that depth chart. That's my personal feeling. So Tyler Warren's got some time to develop behind the scenes without a lot of pressure on him, and I think Penn State's going to do that. Tyler Bowen has been very, very good in that role so far.
I think we're in agreement on this guy.
Norval Black was one of the bigger surprises earlier, you know, over the summer when nobody knows who he is. He gets a Penn State offer and he jumps right on it. He's a wide receiver from Lackawanna College in Scranton. That Lackawanna pipeline only got stronger in this class. You look at Jaquan Brisker from the 19 class, played a lot of valuable reps for Penn State last year. Norval Black, one of two guys in this class from Lackawanna. Interesting player, 6'1", 6'2", in that 170-pound range. Really good athlete. He goes down as a three-star. He's one of the players that maybe fans are holding up as having reservations about the class, should Penn State, with expectations this high in 2020, be taking shots on guys like him? He's one of the poster children of that and people's questions about this class.
I think that's really unfair.
It is.
Unless it's you have a situation where, Julian Fleming wants to come in, but you say, no, we can't take him because we already have this kid. Guess what? That's not happening. That's not the reason why this kid is here. I think the junior college connection to Lackawanna, I think it's great to have that kind of relationship. It is a bit of a wild card, but again, I trust this staff that they could look at this kid, and with some experience at the JUCO level, he might be able to contribute sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of reasons guys go down the JUCO path, but I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest that recruiting services kind of lose track of junior college guys once they start going down that avenue. Norvell Black might have been somebody who's on recruiting services radar a couple of years ago. Now he's back, and I think he's a legitimate Division I talent, and as one of six wide receivers in this class. Another one, Malik Mega, who is from Canada. He's listed at 6'4", 195 pounds. There's good reason to believe that this kid's going to be 6'4", 220 before a whole lot of time goes by. He also, one of the things that stands out in addition to that size and that frame that looks very projectable to me is that he runs somewhere in the four. I don't have the exact number in front of me. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 4.5, as a high school senior. And that's a big number. And it's easy to see why Penn State would really love that combination of size, which, again, there's more to grow into. And that speed. I think he's a tremendous addition for that reason.
I believe this coaching staff has done a pretty good job at going places and finding guys under the radar. Canada is not a hotbed of recruits, yet Penn State has been doing a good job going get them. And if you start again with that 6'4", frame, a big wide receiver, I think it's another one of these tremendous gambles that when you're recruiting 27 kids, it's a worthwhile flyer.
It really is. And again, you are looking at having 12 bodies at your wide receiver depth chart in the 2020 season. As things stand right now, you don't need this guy to come along and be a superstar right away. Going a little bit further, we mentioned the defensive line and offensive line, both a big presence in this class, 12 bodies in the trenches in this class. Bryce Mustella, he's a three-star from Michigan, number 582 in the 24/7 composite, 6'7", 235 pounds. He is a very lanky kid. And one of the priorities for Penn State as he arrives, I believe he's going to be an early enrollee. One of the priorities will be to beef up that frame. And if you're looking at if this is one of the variables, if you're saying, in order for Bryce Mustella to go from a three-star prospect to a four-star player, a four-star contributor, if the only difference in that stretch is, say, 25 to 30 pounds, that's a good concern to have, because they have proven again and again and again, physically, they're going to develop guys, they're going to get them exactly where they want to go.
We could add 30 pounds. We can't make them taller.
Right.
He's got that 6'7" frame. Can't coach that.
Yeah. He is a unique kid. Having spoken to him, the way that he made his commitment was some kind of funky video that you have to check out. If you go to his Twitter feed, you can see that. So he's an independent thinker. I had a couple conversations with him myself, but at 6'7", 235, defensive end, you can see he's got some things to grow into, but you've seen crazier things, right, than seeing a kid arrive on Penn State's campus and then put on 25 pounds in a calendar year. I don't know if that's the expectation necessarily, but that's where Bryce Mustella could go. And when that happens, the potential is absolutely there. He's a good player. He just is a skinny player for this position.
Again, this number of recruits available to you allows you to take a flyer on some of these kids with such a great ceiling, such a high ceiling.
Brandon Taylor is a three-star. He's a strong side defensive end from Ohio, number 574 in the 24/7 composite. He's 6'2", 250, and we've seen players just like him, and his playing style is more stout and powerful at the point of attack than it is crazy pass rush moves and that kind of thing. So he's listed as a defensive end. But this one would not surprise me at all if in pretty short order he ends up being a defensive tackle. Guys who are 6'2 and 250 pounds as a high school senior, he could be 6'2, 280 before long. We've seen this script play out a few times before.
It's more a tackle body.
Yeah. Tyler Elsden, a linebacker from North Schuylkill. He's a guy who I believe it was Rivals gave him a big jump at some point in a senior season. An inside linebacker, 6'2", 220. He's got the body type already. I don't really see a guy who is super fluid in terms of dropping into coverage and things like that. But for what you're going to ask him to do, and I think we've had this conversation before, he is one of the better athletes that Penn State has brought along specifically to play that middle linebacker spot. Jan Johnson didn't have a scholarship to start.
I was just thinking that name, and part of it is our buddy Ross Tucker likes this kid, and I believe he compared him to Jan Johnson. And one other thing that he pointed out, this North Schuylkill, that's not too far from my home turf. That's not an area where you have a lot of Division One top end football players. So again, this is a kid who can be overlooked, but he's in Pennsylvania, essentially the backyard of Penn State, the kind of kid that it's worth taking a flyer on. And he's the kind you picture with the neck thing on, you know, the kid's a football player.
Yeah. You know, you can nitpick his game. Like, for example, I think his hips look a little stiff to be an elite player, a guy who you're going to consider an NFL prospect down the road. I know that's getting, you know, even further down the road. But you look at what he brings to the table: smart, aggressive, physical. You know, he can hold his own athletically for sure. Once he plants his foot and drives, he is looking not just to make tackles, he's looking to punish people. And that's a tone setter kind of player on your defense. You have a lot of big time talent around him, but sometimes the big time talent isn't that meat and potatoes, blue collar, want to light somebody up type. You know, this is Tyler Elsden, and I think that Penn State could use a little bit of that on this defense.
Agreed.
One more player before we take a break. Amin Vanover, we mentioned him last week. Or earlier this week in the show. He's a three-star strong side defensive end from New Jersey. 6'4", 260. Now, you know, in the context of Brandon Taylor, we said 250. At that frame, he looked to be a defensive tackle. I still believe Amin Vanover is a defensive end. I don't think you're looking to build him into 6'4", 290. I think you're looking to make use of that length as a defensive end. And there's a lot of upside at play here. He's you know, a kid who got offered by Alabama, number 441 in the 24/7 composite. There's a lot of things that he can grow into down the road.
And you start, when you see an Alabama offer, you immediately like the kid more.
And I don't
rightfully
think that,
so.
I don't think it's bandwagon jumping. Like, if a Southern team is going to offer a kid from New Jersey who's a three-star, I don't believe they should remain a three-star. That's what I think.
That alone should qualify you for your fourth star.
This isn't a three-star from Mobile. This is a three-star from the state of New Jersey, and Alabama offered him. I think there's a lot to like about Amin Vanover. Could be a good player down the road. We're going to take a quick break for now. We're going to keep rolling down through all 27 commits in Penn State's 2020 class. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron, all in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.